Now, everything I said in the last video, it sounds pretty good. Like, here's a couple of key, simple roles. Sounds really good in theory, maybe a little bit poetic because of these nice images. But the reality is, we all know that what I'm describing is a lot easier said than done. And I know that there's always a resistance to doing this kind of work, to playing these roles. And so two things are going to be required of you. One is your courage, your ability to stand your ground, to connect to the truth as you see it, and two is the ability to communicate. Courage and communication. And I'm going to show you exactly how to do the communication piece. And so we'll get into that next. Now, I also know that one of the things that people experience is they feel that their boss is an exception. And so I can't play this role for this guy because he or she doesn't do it right and won't be receptive. And so there are really five, kind of top five excuses that I hear pretty consistently for why you can't do this. So the first one is, you know, my boss doesn't get it. The second one is, he doesn't like to hear bad news. So, you know, my boss doesn't understand what I'm really trying to convey, and so what's the point? He doesn't like to hear bad news, so why would I share it with him? I'm just not gonna share it with him. Number three is, she doesn't listen, so what's the point? You know, I go to her and I tell her what's going on, and basically she doesn't hear it, she doesn't listen, so you know what, I'm not even gonna tell her anymore because there's no point, I'm not gonna waste my breath. Another one is, he never does anything with it. You know, I can tell him, he's totally open door policy. I go in there, I ask him, I tell him, we talk, and then nothing happens. He just sits there and he says he's gonna do something and he never does, so I'm not gonna bother. And the last one is, why does it have to be me? You know, why am I always the one who's telling the truth? There's five others in this room, nobody else ever does it. Why am I always the one who has to do it? Now, every one of those excuses is completely understandable. And it makes sense because it's exhausting and frustrating to feel like you're putting so much effort in, but you're not getting results. Now, I believe that not always, but often, one of the reasons you're not getting results is because you don't understand how to do it. And that's what I'm going to show you in the training. So I want you to sideline any of these excuses. If you have any others that come up for you, sideline them for just a minute, table them for a minute and say, I still have a responsibility to show up in my boss's life in this way. And it is worth the time, energy, and effort to learn how to do it and to keep doing it. All right. So let's look at now how to play the roles. If we dive in a little bit, there's just a few key elements. The first way, the first thing you need to do is to be able to step into the shoes of your boss. Take a moment and actually reflect on what are the things that your boss doesn't understand or know, what are the things that you don't understand about your boss's role? Maybe your boss has different trade-offs that your boss is managing. Maybe she can see things that you can't see, has a vantage point that you can't see. And so when you think about, you know, my boss doesn't get it, they're not doing this right, they're not doing that right, just take a moment and go, are there things that they're having to deal with that I can't see or understand that might help me have a little more compassion for the role they're in? And the reason I say this is because I consistently hear the refrain anytime somebody gets promoted, boy, I wish I knew what my boss was going through before, I would have had a lot more compassion for them. So that's the first one, step into their shoes. Second one is, remember your role. Remember these three roles. Are you going to be a mirror, a gauge, or a guide? But you have to play one of those three roles. Depends on what the situation is. Pay really close attention to that. Number three is connect with your courage. In the decision-making module, module five, there is a training where I introduce you exactly how to connect to your courage. Make sure you're feeling that courage. And then the last is find the right language. Make sure you know what words to use. And that's actually what we're going to talk about next.